So who do you build a team with? Is it the moderate income earner who is the lower level in the industry, or the mid-level who has a lot of potential? From my experience speaking with agents across the United States, there's a collective anger towards the fact that they brought on a mid-level income earner who said, I'm hungry, and teach me this business, and I'll stay with you. And they start making 80, 100, 110, 120,000. And almost to a person, the mega producer has told me that person they groomed left them with their leads, with their past clients. And the mega producer was very angry with that person. And my thought on this is, well, you hired a thoroughbred. Of course they're going to leave you. The objective is, let's call it a draft horse. A draft horse has specific uses. It never wants to run the race, just wants to be utilized. So the profile, when you read a lot of these books, say, this is who you get. Somebody young, hungry, ambitious, or whatever it is. The question again, did you hire a thoroughbred? They'll probably leave you. If that's what you're looking for here at this site, that's not the plan I would recommend. Most of the agents that I've worked with across the country, we have targeted, I'll call it the C player. There's A, B, and C. The B player you groom, they'll leave you. They may make you good income for 2 years, but there's a high probability they're going to leave. The C player, they stay for years and years and years, and there's so many of them. In fact, like Acres of Diamonds, he discovered that they were all over the ground and became the largest diamond mine find in African history up to that point. But the same thing is true of these realtors. The big brands recruit hundreds of agents per year. How's it benefit you? They're just recruiting them and then abandoning them. And because of that, they're creating all these opportunities for you to build your team. That's not why they're doing it, but that's what's going to happen here. So the profile is actually the C player. They tend to stay with you for years, and they will follow your lead. They don't really come in with a business plan. They will say to you, what do you recommend? And you are the leader, and they will follow your lead. You don't have to be a rainmaker, but you need to be a leader. There's a void of leadership in many real estate companies throughout the United States. They are managers, not always leaders. A leader is a vision caster. A manager says, I'm here when you have transactional problems and what have you, and I need to go recruit more people and more people and more people. For you, how many do you need? Five? Five people doing $10,000 a year in income toward you? That's how you get a fast boost. And then when you've recruited those five, you're probably good for a while. But maybe you want 10 and you want about a $100,000 bump. You know, the day and age of saying that I hope to make $35,000 to $50,000 or $75,000 per buyer's agent on the team, those days are gone. Now, it might be a program you've done in the past, and that's the profile you looked at. But from where my experience is, so often the team leader is so disappointed and angry when that person who was bringing $75,000 a year in leaves them. They're starting over again. Would you prefer not to start over? Then let's focus on the acres of diamonds, the thousands and thousands of available agents that are actually easy to pull into your team. We can give them a business plan. That part isn't hard. We can give an action plan and a service program, which I'll talk about here as well. But for right now, my recommendation would be to look to the hundreds of C players that are within a few miles of where you reside, and we can cast a vision. How do you get them to come to you? And after all, how many do you need? 5 to 10? Can you bring some of these people into the business that are your friends and your family former coworkers or anything like that. You want rapid growth and it's not based on personal production. Let's find those C players.